This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I've heard Secretary Cardona say this over and over again. You know, people do talk about going back to normal, and I've heard Mr. Secretary say, you know, normal wasn't working out so well.
Why can't I be normal?
Yes, me too. I want to be normal. Normal.
And so the goal in my mind is not to go back to normal. The goal is to build a very different new normal.
A brave new world.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The critics, who have not been stepping up to support working people, would like to throw out all these red herrings.
What kind of fish have you got today?
Bluefish, sailfish, tarpon, if you wish, swordfish, whitefish, herring and gefilte fish.
This hate-fueled agenda, this MAGA Republican agenda.
Obviously, Republicans, I think, are the biggest threat to democracy.
These folks are evil.
They're not human.
Very bad. Very, very, very bad.
Don't be rude.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. We're an hour away from our Election Eve candidates night. And if you're a candidate, prepare to call in and you get a minute to speak. If you're here at Gannon's Tavern, you probably get a little more time. Just walked in the door, Chris Doty, candidate for governor, and Sheriff Tom Hodgson from Bristol County. I'll have him on at the bottom of the hour. He doesn't have a primary opponent tomorrow, but he's running for re-election. And we, if you want to come on down, you get a little more time probably. And have your picture taken with me if you want. And we're having a good time here. It's a fine day. It's not raining here. It's just getting a little cloudy, but we're happy to be here. At Gannon's Tavern in Hyannis, Massachusetts. And, no one's had a drink stolen from them, even though Ted Kennedy's spirit was here earlier today. No one has complained about turning around and seeing their cocktail glass suddenly empty. So we hope it stays that way. 844-500-4242. Someone says they just stole the election in Alaska with ranked choice voting. What makes you think they won't do it all over the country? Well, in Massachusetts, they put it on the ballot and it was voted down. I mean, Alaska, believe it or not, did the stupid thing, and Massachusetts did the smart thing, at least when it came to ranked choice voting. So now Alaska pays the price. The two Republican candidates, Sarah Palin and Nick Bejich, however he pronounces it, the third. His father was a Democrat. He's a Republican. They got 60% of the vote, but when they just kept counting and counting and counting under ranked choice voting, the Democrat won. This is what happens. They'll figure out all these ways to steal elections. So when you can stop them, you got to stop them. And you never vote for ranked choice voting. And they want to just bring it back again.
Dish out a lot of groceries and coal, get my boys to bring the voters out, and then count the votes over and over again until they added up right and he was elected.
That's from Key Largo, about 1948. And Johnny Rocco, Edward G. Robinson, is describing exactly what they did in Alaska 2 weeks ago with Sarah Palin. Exactly what they did with Bruce Poliquin in 2018 in Maine, in the 2nd Congressional District. 844, thank goodness it was stopped in Massachusetts, even though they big tech was trying to get it in. Anthony Amore, the candidate for auditor, he was the point man. I didn't think he had a chance of stopping it, but he did. All right, let's do the chump line.
Howie Carr, behind the microphone on Labor Day. For all you layabouts, whiners, and in your mom's basement, that's called the work ethic.
It's called labor. You know, Kamala Harris was in Boston today for the Labor Day breakfast. Labor Day breakfast to me have never been the same since Joe Early, the congressman from Worcester, joined Ted Kennedy at the Labor Day roast downstairs. He used to come in and he would say, "Labor built Worcester.
They ran like rats. They ran.
Yeah, they invited me on all them shows. Gerardo, Nightlife." That's when he bounced all the checks off the House bank. I would have been okay. I would have had no problem with them overdrafts if they hadn't have been taking out the mortgage payments. Little did Joe Early know about what would happen with student loans after he shed his mortal coil.
In Milwaukee today, Joe Biden said non-birthing persons should still celebrate Labor Day.
Yeah. Joe Biden in Milwaukee gives new meaning to the old name of a beer, Old Milwaukee. Very Old Milwaukee.
If this account was in my banking account in Worcester, not one check would ever have been returned. Not one!
Labor! Biz! Worcester! Today's Chump Line is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Plan your winter getaway now at the Nauset Beach Inn. Ocean View rooms are priced at just $119.99 during the week and $149.99 a night on weekends, November through March. Book online at NausetBeachInn.com.
Barack America had fast and furious, but I have fascist and furor.
Get it, furor?
I swear I am not now, nor have I ever been, a MAGA Republican. May I please take a ballot now?
Yeah, I have a relation of mine who went to do early voting in her town on Friday. And the guy said, "What do you want? What ballot do you want?" And she said, "Republican." And he goes, "Republican?" And she asked me this weekend, she said, "What do you call that?"
Is Joseph Early running the polls over there?
So, I'm telling you, that's what she made it sound like, Joe Early. I said, that's what's called voter suppression.
Trump kept top secret documents strewn all over the floor, as opposed to Biden, whose son is always screwed up over the floor.
I think it would only be fair to invade Hunter Biden's room if they invaded Baron Trump's room. I'm sure they would find a lot more there.
In Portland, Oregon, it's not only a buyer's market for a house. Owners will now pay you to take them.
Yeah. You know, when I was a kid, Portland, Maine, where I was born, was always like the poor relation, and everybody said, "Oh, that's not as nice as Portland, Oregon." Portland, Maine has got more problems than it used to have, but it's now leapfrogged ahead of Portland, Oregon in the livability contest.
Luffy, did you hear that Genghis Carr is broadcasting from the old Bud's Country Lounge? I think that's the Cape Cod hunting camp where I shot that 24-point buck. You know, the year I ran the marathon.
Yeah, John Kerry? No, well, why would John Kerry be here? He's on the vineyard. He's on the island. He never comes near this place. This is for the. This is Hyannis is for the hoi polloi.
You know Plugs is selling us a pig and a poke whenever his statement ends with, "That's no joke. I never thought I'd see the land of the free being held hostage by such a jamoke."
Oh, that's a good one. I like that one, the Limerick guy. That's your best one in a while. Could we have the supercut of Not a Joke? I'm not joking. Maybe we'll wait for a call or two.
It's like they say, never bring a sleepy, dementia-addled, fake tough guy to a big pharma fight.
He's bragging about kicking Big Pharma's ass. Why, I wish he was bragging about kicking the Taliban's ass or OPEC's ass. You know, I mean, somebody, or how about the cartel's ass? Instead, he's going after. He's saying he's killing somebody, a group that's actually doing something good for Americans.
I'm glad I just got my license to carry. Now I can better protect my family.
Well, let's play that one. Let's definitely play that one again. This is Joe Biden at the end of his speech today in the beer that made Milwaukee famous, or the town that made Schlitz beer famous. Cut 27.
God bless you all, and may God protect our troops. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Not a joke. Not a joke. I'm not joking. Not a joke. Not a joke. No, I'm not joking. No, I'm not joking. Not a joke. Not a joke.
My word is a Biden. Every time he says that, you know it's BS. And he also says, this is not hyperbole. Dementia Joe, please define the word hyperbole for me.
I got two words for the people of California. Gas generators.
Go ahead.
The Department of Homeland Security announced all illegal aliens will be given a cell phone, an EBT card, and a student loan.
You know what? I hadn't even thought of that, but it's absolutely true. Although I don't think most of them have to pay any. They get the full boat anyway, so they don't need to take out a student loan.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour between 1 and 4 p.m. every weekday Eastern Time. The chump line number, if you wish to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you just want to hear a second chump line of the day, we have one. It's called Chopped Chumps. It's where we play the messages we didn't get to in the chump line you just heard. You can get Chopped Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast around 7 p.m. every weeknight Eastern Time. Today's chump line is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Plan your winter getaway now at the Nauset Beach Inn. Ocean view rooms are priced from just $119.99 during the week and $149 a night on weekends, November through March. Book online at NausetBeachInn.com.
Barack America had Fast and Furious, but I have Fascist and Furor.
All right. For this week only, Balance 7 is offering my listeners a free bottle of their smooth skin spray with any Balance 7 order. If you appreciate Balance 7, you are going to love My Smooth Skin. It has helped people with dry skin for years. All you do is spray it on and you will feel the difference. As for Balance 7, I'm getting ready to head back to Florida, also known as, I'm ready back to America, also known as Florida. And we've already placed an order for a full case to be delivered to my place down there. That's how much I like the product, and by the way, I pay for it. Always have, even when they're not on the air with me. I'm telling you, when you are feeling worn out and depleted is when Balance 7 really comes in handy. Stop procrastinating and get Balance 7. It's my go-to drink to give me energy throughout the day. You know you should steer clear of those sugary energy drinks loaded with caffeine, because you know what happens. You just crash later in the day. Balance 7 dilutes the acid that has built up in your body over the years from eating acidic foods. When that acid is neutralized, your immune system is functioning as if you were 20 years old again. Balance 7 drives out the acid built up from beer, wine, soft drinks, processed meats, and other foods, so you feel better and sleep better. It also helps with acid reflux, heartburn, or joint discomfort. Balance 7 is made in America and has sold more than 6 million units worldwide. Order at balance7.com and use code word Howie, and for this week only, you will get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin. You can also call 800-793-9039, and don't forget code Howie. Do your body a favor. Order now. Thank you to all my loyal listeners who continue to buy Balance 7. I'm Howie Carr.
You might want to keep a close eye on your fried clams. Howie Carr returns after this.
Yum, yum, yum.
These high school boys and girls are having a hop at the local soda fountain, innocent of a new and deadly menace lurking behind closed doors.
Howie Carr.
By the way, to get on tonight, you got to be on the ballot, okay? We can't just have people write-ins. I know there are people that are trying to get on the ballot as write-ins, but we just don't know who you are. You got to be in the mix. You got to be on the ballot tomorrow.
We only have an hour.
Yeah. So that's the way it is. 844-500-4242. Today's poll question is brought to you by Monetary Gold. Listeners who open a qualified account will receive up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. To learn more, go to monetarygold.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who would you prefer as the GOP candidate for governor of Massachusetts? A successful businessman or a failed politician?
I'm going to vote for a successful businessman.
92% say a successful businessman.
All right. Okay. 844-500-4242. Bill, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bill. You there, Bill?
Howie?
Go ahead.
Yes, Howie, can you hear me? Howie, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I can hear you better now.
Okay. Howie, if they want to get rid of the student debt, what they need to do is stop having all these politicians fly to these colleges, charge them hundreds of thousands of dollars of money, and it jacks up the cost of going to college. And if they're so worried about clean air also, why are they flying around on corporate and private jets?
I know. I understand what you're saying about, you know, all the money that's being paid to all these celebs to go to colleges. But I think the bigger problem is that all these administrators, you know, they're... When I went to college, there were only a handful of administrators compared to faculty. Now, most colleges, even smaller schools, have a lot more administrators than they do people that are in the faculty. And if you look at the payrolls of a place like UMass, it's the administrators that are making the big money, not the people that are actually in the classrooms. And a lot of the classroom work is done by adjunct professors, as they call it. That means you're just doing, you know, you're just working part-time and you're getting a few thousand bucks a course. And the big money is going to the administrators and the people like Elizabeth Warren, the fake Indian, because she checks the box and gets $350,000, or did, for teaching one course. One damn course. Carol, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Carol.
Hi, Howie. This is... Carol, and I'm calling about ranked choice voting in Maine.
Yes.
Bruce Polquin lost to Jared Golden because of ranked choice voting.
I know.
And my sister and I were discussing this last night, and we were talking about how ranked choice voting works. And it says that you're supposed to rank the candidate first choice, second, and third choice.
Correct.
Well, the problem with that is you don't want number two and number three.
I know. Well, that's what they said happened in Alaska with Sarah Palin, is that the Republicans were just, they didn't vote for the second guy. You know, the ones who voted for Begich didn't vote for Sarah Palin. They just, because they just weren't, they either weren't playing along, they didn't want to play along with this new scam system, or they had, they call it voter exhaustion. And that's what cost Bruce Poliquin his seat. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. If you would like to join us, we're broadcasting live today on Labor Day evening from Hyannis, from Gannon's Tavern. Come on down. The place is really getting packed. Got a lot of candidates that are going to come by that are in the studio. The studio, which is the bar, which is Bud's Country Lounge. And if you have an opponent tomorrow in a primary and you're on the ballot, you can come on down or call us, because I know a lot of people, obviously, they're not going to be able to get to Hyannis. So just give us a call tonight at 1-844-500-4242, and you can get a minute of time to make your pitch. So joining us now is a candidate who is on the ballot in November, but he's not on the ballot tomorrow because he's running unopposed. He's been the sheriff of Bristol County for quite some time now, and he's running for re-election. Tom Hodgson, welcome to the neighboring county.
Howie, thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Okay, give a round of applause for Tom Hodgson from Bristol County. You're going head-to-head with Mara Healy already, even though you're not running exactly for the same offices. She's coming after you, big time.
Yeah, you know, and that's Mara Healy for you. You know, she's weaponized her office, and she's been in there. And I'm used to it, Howie. She's been doing that for quite some time with us, and all on a political sort of agenda. But that's unfortunate. I think that's what people are tired of. They want people in government that are going to focus on what matters to them and stop with the political attacks and the nonsense that's been going on, certainly that I've experienced over my time as sheriff of Bristol County.
So, you know, you're running for re-election. What does it mean to have somebody strong at the top of the ticket?
That's critical. Right now, we need somebody that's going to be strong in the Republican Party with regards to being able to run the state. And I think the people of Massachusetts recognize that. They understand that we need balance in government. And when it comes to administering the state, they don't want politicians in there that are going to go along, get along tight, that are going to jump on board with the majority and basically run an agenda. We've seen it in Washington. We don't need this in Massachusetts. God help us.
So who are you voting for tomorrow in the Republican primary?
Well, I promised both candidates I would not publicly endorse. I would say that, obviously, for me, when I make my decision, it'll be based on the experience that whoever I vote for has in regards to the business of government, making sure that they understand how to manage budgets, have experience in running a business, because that's frankly what government should be. It shouldn't be, you know, sort of move through the filter of politicians, but rather what is in the best interest of people in regards to managing their money financially, making sure that our policies are supporting the people of our communities. And that generally comes from people with a good business background, people that understand.
You were at the convention, weren't you?
I was at the convention.
Who'd you vote for at the convention?
I voted for Christodi at the convention. Yeah. And for me, I based my decisions on the people at the time, at the moment, and I, as I said, going forward from that point forward, I wanted to see what the candidates will do, and ultimately, in the end, I think the people of Massachusetts are going to look to make sure that whatever vote they make, it will be someone that understands how to administer.
And you were government. one of the Trump guys in Massachusetts.
I was chairman of the Trump campaign in Massachusetts, and proudly so. I worked with President Trump in Washington at many meetings with him, and I have to tell you, again, you want to talk about running something like a business, as government should have been, President Trump was all about that. Bottom line, he was always about America, and he didn't care whether you're Republican, Democrat, Independent. He wanted to make sure.
Trump doesn't really like career politicians, does he?
No, he doesn't. And you know what?
He doesn't like career politicians who don't win races, who just keep running over and over again like Beto O'Rourke.
Yeah, and you know how he, honestly, for me, I say I don't like politicians, you know, lifetime politicians. I don't consider myself a politician. I'm a sheriff. I have to get elected. That's how the office is set up. But I'm not into the back and forth Republican Democrat nonsense. The only endorsement I want, and I've never been endorsed by a newspaper, by the way, in my entire career, and I'm proud of that.
It doesn't really matter now, anyway.
No, you're right.
It used to when you started. Yeah, it doesn't anymore.
No, anymore it doesn't. But you know what? I've always been proud of that, because the only endorsement I want is from the people. They're the ones that make the ultimate decisions, and they should, and they give us the blessing and the privilege to serve. And I think in this upcoming election, it's going to be, I think, more in Massachusetts as well, people focusing on, can we finally have people that aren't going to play politics and are just going to run government the way...
You've been with the president, too. I mean, you've actually been to Mar-a-Lago. You've been to the White House, too.
Yes.
Both.
A number of times. But, you know, the thing about President Trump is, and this is the great thing, and I think this is why so many people like President Trump, is that he would always, when he brought us down there, whether it was if it's a medical issue, he'd bring doctors in. When it came to law enforcement and the issues that are happening with regards to the border impacting our communities, he would bring in me, other sheriffs, and say, talk to me about what matters. Why is this happening? What do I need to do? So when he created policy, he knew it was going to go back and benefit my constituents and benefit all the constituents in our communities across this nation. He didn't want to filter it through a politician.
Tell me about what it... You were around in 96, weren't you? I don't know if you were on the ballot in 96.
97 I was appointed. 98 I was on the ballot.
Yeah. So, I mean, when Dole was a very weak candidate in Massachusetts, and it crushed the Republicans, didn't it? When you have a very weak candidate, a candidate who has a record of futility, a candidate who has no money, a candidate who's afraid to debate, what happens?
Yeah, it doesn't help. Certainly doesn't help.
It doesn't help down ballot, does it?
It doesn't help down ballot, and that always is a problem. And I think, look, we have to, I think people are poised right now at this time in history, and particularly not only in the nation, but even in Massachusetts, to say we want to make sure that people that are going to take on these large responsibilities in government are going to be qualified and are going to do the job that matters to me, my family, my neighborhood, and this nation.
And so you're running, and you could use somebody at the top of the ticket. You could use somebody who's going to get, like, let's put it bluntly, millions of dollars from the Republican Governors Association. If the Republican Governors Association sees somebody who's a complete bust out running for office, they're not going to pump any money into this state.
Yeah, that's how it works. Howie, and if they don't have confidence, that they're not going to invest the money. That's just the way it is in politics with regards to any outside investments. And so that's why, of course, this election will be very important. Whoever the voters decide will determine whether or not the governors are going to give that money and making sure that it's something.
And they gave millions. They gave not just to rhinos like Baker. They gave millions to Paul LePage, the guy in Maine. I've listened to him. He'll tell anybody who asks. I was reelected in 2014 because the Republican Governors Association gave me enough money to go up against that congressman.
Yeah. Well, you know what? If you know any of those guys and you're willing to tell them, send a couple million my way, I'd love that.
I don't think they have a Republican County Association.
Yeah, no, they don't. Unfortunately, they don't. No.
All right. Well, listen, get out then. Everybody get out and vote. Thank you for coming over. I'm glad you're here today. And
yeah. And if people can go to my website, SheriffTomHodgson.com, that would be great, and see what we're doing. We're very much invested in reinstating rule of law.
And you're seeing some of your fellow candidates here today?
I've seen a couple, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's great to see him here. And you know what, Howie? Thanks for doing this. And I have to, if you don't mind me saying this, you know, talk radio is so important, but you particularly have been a real force, not only here in Massachusetts, but across this nation, and we're blessed to have you. Thank you for everything
blessed.
You're doing.
Very few people say they're blessed by Howie Carr.
No, I really feel that.
Cursed,
I
hear.
But I think all these people here wouldn't be here right now if they didn't feel they were blessed.
All right.
You here.
Thank you.
Thank you. God bless.
That's Sheriff Tom Hodgson from Bristol County, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. With HelloFresh, I've learned that my busy fall schedule does not mean that I have to compromise on wholesome, delicious meals. This fall, HelloFresh has my back. They handle the meal prepping and planning, and their pre-portioned ingredients make cooking easy and stress-free. Plus, quick and easy meals, including 20-minute meals, low prep, and easy cleanup options, are perfect for busy weeknights. With 30-plus weekly recipes and 70-plus seasonal and convenience items to choose from, there's always something new to enjoy. Patrice just sent me her latest entree from HelloFresh. She's been a customer for more than a year now. She ordered the apricot almond chickpea tagine. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. It's a vegetarian dish. It came together so amazingly with the buttered basmati, apricot and almond rice, and HelloFresh's super delicious Tunisian spice blend mixed with the onions and chickpeas. And she threw in chicken on it because she and her husband Bill, they don't care about having just a vegetarian dish, but that's the thing you can do. You can mix and match. You can add your own ingredients or leave out an ingredient, whatever you want to do. It's a great way to go. HelloFresh, give them a chance. Plus, not only is HelloFresh cheaper than the grocery store, but it's also 25% cheaper than getting takeout. Get started today at HelloFresh.com/Howie16 and use code Howie16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes. That's code Howie16 for 16 free meals at HelloFresh.com/Howie16. HelloFresh.com/Howie16. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show.
Victimized group of people.
The Emperor of Hate, Howie Carr, is back.
844-500-4242. Grace is getting ready to leave. Everybody here at Gannon's Tavern, give Grace a big round of applause.
Thanks,
good
everybody.
Job, Grace. Good
it was
job.
Really. Thank you to everyone here. All the servers were fabulous, and thank you to Gannon's Tavern for having us. The food, everything was perfect.
All right. Thank you. Thanks, Grace. Okay. See you tomorrow. 844-500-4242. Dan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dan.
Yes, Howie. Listen.
Yes.
Your polls are so far off, it's ridiculous. I think Doughty's buying people to mess up your polls because I didn't tell you this last week when we talked a couple times. I'm the door knocker that knocks on as many doors as possible. Puts up signs, okay? I put up signs.
Well, so wait a second. So let me ask you the poll question. Who would you prefer? Would you prefer a successful businessman or a failed politician? Who are you going to vote? You're going to vote for the successful businessman or the failed politician?
How about I finish what I was talking about?
Wait,
my poll?
I'm just asking. Dan, I'm asking you the question. You talked about the... You're the one who brought up the poll question. Wait, who are you voting for?
Listen.
Who are you voting for,
Jeff
Dan?
Jeff Deal.
So is Jeff Deal a failed... So you're voting for Jeff Deal, the failed politician?
And he's not a failed politician.
Okay. Really?
He's not a failed politician.
Did he lose to a guy that was arrested twice for drunk driving? He's known as Michelob Mike Brady. Did he lose to him in a landslide after outspending him 2-1? Did he?
Like last two times?
I'm just asking you the question. Are you not going to answer? Why are you not answering my questions? Did he lose to the fake Indian? The fake Indian thinks there's a West Coast in Massachusetts. The fake Indian thinks Bourne is pronounced Burn, and he lost to her. Dan,
listen, this is
why aren't you answering these questions?
Hey, let me talk. All right, you did this to me last week. You play with the sound system. You got you got a half dozen, maybe more people helping you. All right? Let me talk.
How come Jeff Thiel didn't want to debate? I asked him. His campaign is destitute. How come? Wait a second. Wait a second, Dan.
You know it.
Dan, how come?
You know it. You're a liar. A fake. you're a fake. You're a fake.
Dan, why did he go to the kiddie track in his safe space in Plymouth County to be to ride around on the old gray mare rather than campaigning? How stupid did he look in that picture?
How come you want to keep me from talking, Howie? Huh? How do you want? How come you're trying to keep me from talking? You don't
I'm asking you questions. Why did nobody go to visit him in Lowell? Okay, that's it. Lou, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lou.
Hey, Howie.
Hi.
Howie, long time listener. And I don't want to get into that food fight that I just listened to for the last couple of minutes. But let me tell you, we are long time listeners. We look forward to your show, Howie. My wife really especially loves listening to it. But I'll tell you, there's nothing that fits voting for a person to be in Republican leadership who somehow could vote for Hillary Clinton. That tells me that everything
Lou, can I go back to something? What party did Jeff Thiel used to be a part of?
Wait a second.
So in 2008, he took a Democrat ballot. Lou. It is about Jeff. If you're going to bring this up, it's about Jeff Thiel. He took a ballot in the 2008 presidential primary in Massachusetts, in Whitman, his hometown. There were three candidates on the ballot when he went down to vote. One of them was Joe Brandon Biden, who had dropped out of the race 2 months earlier. The two candidates who were still in the race were Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. Now, he claims he voted for Brandon. That's bad enough. But how often do you go out to vote for somebody who's been dropped out of the race 2 months earlier? So Lou, who do you really think he voted for? Did he vote for Hillary Clinton, or did he vote for Barack Obama?
Either one tells me that that's not the leadership we want in the Republican Party.
Oh, so you don't want Jeff Thiel? Because he either voted for Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton.
He's going to beat Maura Healey. Is that what you're saying? That Doty's our best shot at beating Maura Healey?
He's a better. There's only two shots, so he's a better shot at beating Maura Healey. Jeff, again, do you come from his area? Do you know this guy, Mike Brady? This is the guy who was asked to recite the alphabet, and he got as far as J, and then he said Z. This is a guy who was asked to count backwards from 60 to 40, and he got into the 40s and then went into the 30s. He was that's how drunk he is. And Jeff outspent him 2-1, and he still lost by in a landslide.
They don't have a strong foundation. So you can count everything you want. They voted for Obama and Hillary. That's the kind of leadership you want?
So you're telling me you don't like who Thiel voted for. You don't like who Doty voted for, but Thiel was just as bad. If that's the criteria, I don't know why that's the criteria anyway. I once voted for Jimmy Carter. I've confessed. Everybody's made some bad votes. All right, we're gonna come back and we're gonna do candidates night, primary candidates night. If you're a contested candidate, I see Nurse Dan there.